Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, December the 19th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Last week was a difficult one. Selling pressure sustained with bears tightening their grip over the Lal Street. The hawkish tone with hints of more rate hikes to control inflation by the Federal Reserve and growing recession fears in developed nations, all of it weighed on market sentiment. Most of the sectors slipped into the red. Maximum weakness was seen in FMCG and technology. Bank Nifty also fell nearly 1% for the week, largely on profit booking. The BSE Sensex fell 461 points to 61,338 and the Nifty 50 dropped about 146 points to 18,269, the lowest level since November 23rd, while there was a slightly mixed trend in the broader markets. The Nifty Midcap 100 Index was down about 1%, whereas the Nifty Smallcap 100 Index gained about 0.5%. As far as flows are concerned, foreign investors sold about 1,800 crores last week. So far this month, they have sold a net 7,500 crores worth shares. We cannot expect the mood to change because there is no real trigger visible right now. On the other side of the flows, domestic institutional investors continue to support the market, and in fact, they've managed to fill the gap created by FIIs. They bought nearly 3,500 crores worth of shares on a net basis during the week and more than 10,500 crores this month so far. So what to expect in the coming week? Well, after the recent correction from record high levels, the market is largely expected to be volatile and range-bound, with focus mostly on global cues, given that there is hardly any domestic trigger right now. And what to watch out for? On top of the list is the US GDP growth data for September quarter, which will be released on Thursday this week. The last estimate showed a growth of 2.9% against the first estimate of 2.6%, thanks to rise in exports, fall in imports, and rise in consumer spending. And if it turns out to be the actual number, that would be better than the decline of 0.6% in Q2 this calendar and the fall of 1.6% in Q1 this calendar. That won't be particularly good news from the Federal Reserve's perspective. Another one to watch out for this week will be the oil prices. Oil prices saw a decent recovery last week after the 11% correction in the previous week due to softening of the dollar ahead of Fed meet outcome and uncertainty related to reopening of the Keystone pipeline. But then there was some retreat in the latter part of the week following the hawkish tone by the Federal Reserve and partial restart of the Keystone pipeline. Net-net, international Brent crude futures gained about 4% to end the week at $79 a barrel. This is actually good for India, as oil prices have been hovering way below the $90 mark for a month now. If oil sustains at these levels, it will be really good for India, but let's see how this goes. Okay, another important piece of information to watch out for will be the minutes of the recent monetary policy expected to be released by the RBI on Wednesday, December the 21st. This might give us some insights into the points of debate and the thought process emerging at the MPC. As for IPOs, we have two initial public offerings worth 2,000 crores getting launched this week. KFin Technologies opens for subscription today with a price band of 347 to 366 per share. The company intends to mobilize about 1,500 crores that comprises only offer for sale by its promoters General Atlantic, of which 675 crores has already been raised through the anchor book. These offers, which are only offer for sale, are generally not a favorite with me. You can read our analysis on this company later today on moneycontrol.com. The second IPO will be the electronics manufacturing services provider Elin Electronics. The offer opens for bidding on December 20th with a price band of 234 to 247 per share. The company aims to mop up about 475 crores via public issue that comprises a fresh issue of 175 crore and an offer for sale of 300 crore by the promoters. You can read about that also on moneycontrol.com. Apart from these, there will also be three listings this week: Sula Vineyard, Abans Holdings, and Landmark Cars. Technically, Nifty has formed lower top and lower bottom on the daily charts, which is a bearish sign for the short term. Index on the daily chart has closed below its 9 and 21 day exponential moving average, which again is a bearish scenario. So technical analysts say that markets may remain subdued and range-bound for some more time, with crucial support at around 18,100 and 18,000 levels, with resistance at 18,500 to 18,700 levels. On the options front, we have seen maximum call open interest at 19,000 strike, followed by 18,500 and 18,700 strikes, while call writing is at 18,300 strike and then 18,400 strike. On the put side, maximum put open interest was seen at 18,000 strike, followed by 18,300 and 17,500 strikes, with writing at 18,300 strike and 18,000 strike. But over here too, after the recent correction, options data clearly indicate that the expected trading range for Nifty has actually shifted lower. So 18,100 to 18,500 for the near term, from 18,400 to 700, which was the range earlier. Now, from a trade perspective, what do you do when all the sectors are largely trading in tandem with the benchmark, which is what was the cue coming in from the markets last week? Well, one time-tested strategy would be to take some money off the table from the profitable positions. As for the rest, be watchful of your stop losses and go with the flow. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful week ahead. Tune into Market Minutes for your daily dose of market insights.